Many human inventions are based on things found in nature. Velcro was inspired by the burrs a Swiss engineer found on himself and his dog. Airplane wings by birds in flight. A new study of elephant trunks found something that could be useful, too. Specialized whiskers. NPR's Nate Rott reports.
Elephant trunks are incredibly versatile.
They can pick up tortilla chips without breaking them. They can lift up a giant barbell. People have seen them lift trees.
Andrew Schultz is a researcher at the Max Planck Institute for Intelligent Systems in Germany.
I primarily study animals and materials and try to understand how we can design different types of engineered materials and robotics based on animal structures.
For about 8 years, Schultz has focused on elephants, specifically their trunks, which, much like a human arm, are covered in tiny hairs. Only they're not like normal hairs.
A normal hair, the follicle that it's in, right, is just basically this hair follicle.
Nothing special. Whiskers, though, like you see on your cat, your dog, or that unwanted rat in the attic.
They are in this follicle that has this blood sinus, and it's connected to all of these mechanoreceptors.
Receptors that detect things like touch, pressure, or vibration and convert them into electrical signals that a brain can understand, conveying information, basically, to the animal about their surroundings. Schultz says he often thinks of whiskers as being kind of like the side-view mirrors of a car.
So even though cats and dogs have eyes, right, these whiskers are kind of covering the blind spots, so these animals are not going to run into anything.
For elephants, whiskers essentially extend and enhance their sense of touch, allowing them to delicately pick up that tortilla chip without damaging it. But to understand how those whiskers do that, Schultz and his collaborators decided to look at them at the microscopic level.
And it actually confused us quite a bit.
The base of the whiskers were stiff.
Like almost as stiff as plastic.
And they're hollow, with these little channels inside of them like the inside of a horse hoof or a ram's horn. But then, as you move down towards the tip,
it's incredibly soft. So soft as rubber, and then that is completely dense. And one of the things that we think is that this gradient structure of the whiskers helps them know exactly where something is touching along the length.
Schultz says the findings published in the journal Science expand our understanding of touch and could be useful for engineers trying to make new mechanical tools or robots. For example, he says, think of a future robot at the grocery store trying to pick out a ripe fruit.
If we take something like a bioinspired whisker, you can have a soft, delicate tap so that you're able to not damage the fruit.
While the stiff base conveys data about its ripeness, which I guess beats squeezing the heck out of an avocado and hoping nobody sees you put it back. Nate Rott, NPR News.